Well, good morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, and your independent clergy encourager and friend. How you all doing? Welcome to the Morning Brewer Christian Podcast Show. Yes, I am back in the saddle. Today is December the 26th, 2021. Hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas, and we're getting ready for the upcoming New Year. And so I am up here at Faith Studio 1 in the downtown Fort Worth studio, and I'm going to tell you something. My AC is literally either low on Freon or went out. So waiting on maintenance to come up here to the tower. We had put an emergency call into them today. So continue to pray that CA gets air here at the studio. Having to run with some fans. It's been kind of a long morning, as we well know. Not exactly for sure. But hey, who would have thought in downtown Fort Worth that the temperature would be about 92 degrees? We broke a record. So that's pretty hot. All right. Well, we're going to kick it off. And you know what? With this year ending, we're just going to finally get the next few days behind us. You know what? Danny Gockley reminds us, hey, you're going to have a comeback. Good morning, CA on iHeartRadio, Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Good Sunday morning.
I'm losing faith. soul protector and break the will of this born defector. Cause all I know, all I know, is you're my only hope. When I'm up, when I'm down, when the wolves come around, when my feet hit the ground, I just need on my darkest day, when I'm losing faith, no, that ain't gonna change.
My friend Toby Mac, T-Mac, I just need you. Well, this is CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Sunday morning praise. Good morning, everybody, on a very hot, muggy day here in downtown Fort Worth at the iHeartRadio studio, Faith Studio 1. Goodness, we're still going to be in the 80s, and would you believe, I'm not trying to make a big scene out of it, but my air conditioning's out. How about that? Waiting on maintenance to come out here and take care of that situation. You know how that is. But anyway, we're going to go through a Bible devotion right now, and that's on God's wisdom. You know, the book of Romans chapter 11 and verse 33, Scripture reminds us how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. You know, the year of another year is approaching. In fact, in a few days, it's going to be ending, and people are already predicting what a new year holds. A year from now that most of them probably will have missed the target. We all talk about these New Year's resolutions. Well, would you believe statistically on the New Year's resolutions, usually within not even less than a week, they've already blown their New Year's resolution. The fact is that no matter what the future holds, except God, we know so little about the world in which we live. No doubt scientists will continue to uncover astonishing facts about the universe, but even then, they will know only just a mini part of the amount compared to the total sum of the potential knowledge. You see, but God is infinite. He knows it all because He created it in the first place. We will always be bewildered and confused at what we don't know. And if we're honest, you know, we don't even know our immediate futures. And as James says back in the book of James chapter 4 and verse 14, you do not know what will happen tomorrow. So my question to you to ponder and think about this week is, what should this mean? And if it should give us humility before God, it should give us trust in God. So what does the future hold for you and me? And who works in all the things of His glory? Friends, the answer is simple as this. You can trust all your tomorrows to Him. That's right, Jesus Christ. I'm going to play a song on Sunday morning praise. There's a lot of people that are down and out, discouraged, not only in a, I hate to bring this up, with COVID-19 and with the variants and Omicron and all this, and whether you're vaxxed, unvaxxed, political, non-political. Here's the thing about it, through the end, God's got all of it. But if you're going through a very depressed situation, maybe you lost a loved one, maybe you're just down and out financially, let me tell you something, there's hope, and there's hope in the Lord. Now, back in 1990, Al Denson came up with the song, I Know a Love. I know, you know, we all know a love. Good morning, CA on iHeartRadio. Coffee up.
Seems like nothing will ever change you.
the many talents of Phil Driscoll. And you can hear a lot of that on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Hey guys, this is CA, your on-air personality, here on Sunday Morning Praise, and I hope you guys are doing well. You know, I hope you had a fantastic Christmas. And as we look upon and we just phase out this year, we think of, and I've shared this on my live cast, we've talked about the good, we've talked about maybe the bad and the ugly. So let's take away, just separate the bad and the ugly. You know, God says as a Christian, when you accept Him as personal Savior, you're not going to have an easy road as a Christian. We all go through challenges. We all go through stressful times. And upcoming in 2022, almost tongue twister for me, we're going to have challenges in life. We're going to have maybe a financial setback, whether you make good money, zero money, whatever it may be. But here's the thing about it, to know that He has got you, He being God, and you can call Him out and pray to Him. Call His name out and say, Lord, help me. Help me in my situation. Help me with my relationship. Help me with my finances. Help me through these hard times that I'm going through. That prayer gets immediately sent up to heaven, and He hears everything. God knows everything. We're not going to be able to describe. We just come to God by faith. You know, God's three in one. Yesterday, as we celebrated Christmas, He came down as God-man, and He was born in a manger, and He lived for about 33 years of His ministry work, and He died on the cross. He knew He was going to die on the cross for my sins, your sins, everyone's sins, so we could have, friends, eternal life through Him. That is the lifeline, and if you don't know Him and you want to know Him, you can always email me. Give me a contact phone number. I'll call you, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button and catch a lot of my live cast on here as well. And continue to pray for my air conditioning situation here at the iHeartRadio studio. Still waiting on maintenance, believe it or not. Okay, you know what? Here's the thing about it. Back earlier this year, the Newsboys came out with the song. And you know what? Magnetic is the name, but you're going to love it. Enjoy! Hope you enjoy your donuts, breakfast, time with family. That's what it's all about. Enjoy this magnetic song.
Your love keeps pulling me back, pulling me back. It's magnetic. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
I won't fear.
I won't fear.
I'm filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
My cup's overflowing. My cup's overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
No weapon can harm me.
Jesus. I won't fear.
Say
this.
Amen. Psalms 23. That's right, people in songs. What a way to close out Sunday morning praise. Well, let's lead off in prayer, friends, as we get ready, and I'll be talking to you in 2022. However, I still got some podcasts to do later this week. I hope you can tune in and follow me on all major networks. Let me give them to you. We're syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcast, our newest one, Amazon Music. Subscribe for what? Free. We're out to spread the word, encourage, and let you know that you are loved. Let's close out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you would just watch over, God, protect us, forgive us of all of our many sins. Let us have a great day, as whether we're with our families or whatever, with extended families, may you just guide us and let us have a great day. Bring us back ever so safely. In Jesus' name we said, and all God's people said, amen. Well, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Y'all have a great Sunday. I'm going to have to stay here for a little bit before I saddle up and leave the downtown Fort Worth studio, iHeartRadio studio. Hopefully get our air conditioning working again. Anyway, y'all have a great day, and we will talk to you soon. Bye for now.